Hey folks, Dan the Produce Man here. Fresh English peas are in season right now, some still out of the Baja growing region, and up along the coast, San Juan Bautista, and along the coast here locally. Now, English peas are your regular shelling peas that you would grow in your garden or buy a bag of frozen peas in the stores. And the reason they're called English peas is because in the late 1800s in England, many varieties were developed. And that's it. It's nothing sexy about that story. But there is something sexy about English peas. If you pick them out right, you're going to get some sweet, absolutely delicious peas. If you pick them out wrong, you're going to get some starchy, horrible tasting peas. So let's get into it. When selecting English peas in the store, one thing you want to look for first is bright green pods. If there's calcium spots or spots on the pods from the peas rubbing together, that's no problem. But what we want is bright green. Now, take those peas in your hand or just put your hand over the display and shuffle it around a little bit. And if you hear those peas making a squeaking sound, you know they're super fresh. Stay away from pea pods that are discolored, light in color, and appear to be dried out. The peas inside are going to be starchy and horrible. For the maximum benefit of the eating experience, pick out the smaller pods. You don't want big, thick, fat pods. Those peas are overgrown. Fine for cooking, but keep in mind that the sweetness at that point is gone. Now, you want small, thin pods to medium-sized pods with small to medium peas inside. That's where the sweetness in the peas are. Now, another way to check for freshness, but I don't recommend you doing this in the stores. Maybe if you're at the farmer's market, it might be a little bit easier. But when you open that pea pod up, grab one of those peas out and throw it down, and if it bounces like a rubber ball, then the pea is fresh. If it just plops to the ground and stays there, then it's old and it's not going to taste very good. English peas are in season now into the summer and are great in potato salad, regular salads, succotash, alongside any meat dishes. And my favorite way, just cracking those shells open and popping those babies right into my mouth. It's better than potato chips. And with a decent amount of protein, fiber, potassium, phosphorus, iron, and vitamin C, I'd say that's better than a bag of potato chips. And maybe you can get that significant other of yours to join you in the pod so you can be two peas in a pod. All right. Until next time, this is Dan the Produce Man reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.